not to get started. I will try to make a shape for you and her.
I was not good at it.
Vajranandari didi gali da.
Sonia, I have mala. I bought mala.
Sonia.
Mala.
Hello?
Yeah. I teach her husband like 10 years ago. 10 years ago in Costa Rica. No, they were in Costa Rica.
They are from Costa Rica.
She's from Slovenia, Croatia. Slovenia.
Slovenia is nearer to Russia.
Between Italy and Austria.
Near Italy.
Former Yugoslavia.
Very
good. And they have.
What program was to go there?
They have place, beautiful place.
Place?
Very beautiful place.
She's married?
Yeah.
Her husband is local with her?
Yes, here, very near. Yeah. And they also have a land in Costa Rica.
You should tell any Harikatha about your Prabhupada.
I can just tell you the story of how I met him.
Very interesting.
But it just proves what an amazing Vaishnava you were.
At that time, how you met him and what you had not known?
Well, actually...
What was your age?
I met him when I was 25 years old.
25 years old.
But I had heard the holy name for many years as a hippie.
Before?
Yeah, because in those days in America, and like because Prabhupada was there, Mahaprabhu was sending the holy name everywhere. I was in a state called New Mexico, which is... New Mexico.
Where?
It's in the desert. It's between Texas and California. And it's a desert. Not much. I was living in a teepee, something like this. This with a fire, you know, living very simply. And the person right next to me was reading Prabhupada's Nectar of Devotion.
But one question arises that I've seen your father and mother. They were very restricted.
Okay, I'll tell
you.
This is it. I was a Christian. I was a Christian, right? And I was married. I was married to a philosophy of religion major. And we were going from Washington to California.
High class of family?
Middle class. Not high class. Middle class. Middle class. And so then when I came to Berkeley, which is where my husband was going to go to graduate school, I had never knew anything about any of this. I was a Christian, very
strict.
Yeah. And then I came to Berkeley, and there were devotees there chanting. And I saw them. I thought, oh, this is part of the weird Berkeley scene. This is very strange. Very strange. I thought, wow, these people are really strange people. And I didn't go near them. But within 1 month, my life was changed just by seeing them. Immediately, within 1 month, I had left my husband. Everything was taken. Everything. I left him. And I started searching. But it took me 3 years, you know, searching, always seeing devotees, everything like this. And then in 3 years later, I met Srila Prabhupada. And as soon as I met him, as soon as I met him. What happened was is that he actually allowed me to see a little something at that time, because I was still a hippie. And I could...
What kind of hippie?
Everyone's an individual.
Special kind of
philosophy.
Caste. Any caste or creed, or they are also American?
No, it can be anyone.
Huh?
Anyone.
It's from any
part of.
What it means is you're rejecting the society as you know it, established society.
But in their society, before they were. In that society, but now rejecting, taking wine and...
No, not necessarily. Many did not do that. Okay. It was more that you were rejecting
Christianity
and the American way of life, the American way of life. Many of them, some of them, no. Anyhow, whatever.
She was hippie.
Different
caste.
Many did drugs, many did alcohol, many did not. Many
different
did.
Jati.
Because they had no money, they could not buy drugs.
Every hippie took drugs.
Yeah, they all.
Prabhupada said, I'm going to turn hippies into hippies.
What is the definition of hippie?
There's no definition.
They want freedom.
They want mukti. Freedom from...
Not mukti. They can drink and eat. Go naked here and there.
Yeah.
They can do anything I think.
Yeah. As I like.
No rules and regulations.
Like Abadut.
But everyone was different.
Then I began, you attracted to Srila Prabhupada.
But what happened was, as I was trying, I would... like try and live in a temple, but I couldn't because I was still had so much desire to roam around. And I was in the Seattle temple, and this Puru's wife.
Seattle. We were in Seattle.
Right. And then Puru's wife, Jambavati.
Swamiji was at that time there.
He was going to come to a town nearby.
Yes.
And so they told me, these devotees, we want you to meet someone who loves God more than anyone else. And somehow I thought, oh, this sounds nice. So they took me, they put a sari on me.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. And they took me, it was about 5 hours, to Portland, Oregon. Prabhupada was coming to give college lectures. And as soon as he got off the plane, as soon as I saw him, he was just like, I could see he was like floating. He was just glowing. And I could feel him talking. He never spoke to me, except he spoke to my heart. And I could hear him saying in my heart, I love you, I'll never leave you. And I could hear my heart going, I love you, I'll never leave you. It was amazing. And I could hear everyone and everything chanting Hare Krishna. And then I surrendered. I went to the LA temple. Joy never left. As soon as I gave up everything. And he never talked to me.
And when initiated?
3 months later, Balaram's appearance day.
Where?
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles.
Yeah. And it was, I'll tell you, it is...
You show me the place.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where you used to take bath and all.
Yeah.
No, one question.
ताल मृदंग कुछ भी नहीं है ताल मृदंग
क्या
हमारा कास सब कुछ है
ये सब टेकन फ्रॉम नमो उस
नमो विष्णु
और एनी सीनियर और यू कैन
गजन नंदन प्रभु
कैन यू
भगवान प्रभु
कृष्ण
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama.
About Srimati Radharani?
Not any other questions. One is Srimati Radhika topic.
So I ask that first and then other.
She has another question also about the class yesterday.
Yeah. Not yesterday.
But first she wants to ask the question about Srimati Radharani.
Srimati Radhika, you know, she cannot tolerate if Krishna goes to another. She becomes like man. So, but at the same time, if she hears that Krishna wants to enjoy with another, then she will personally go to that gopi and beg at her lotus feet and take her to Krishna. So,
she says that Srimati Radhika cannot tolerate that Krishna will go to any other gopi.
All these questions, you will then chant more. And then all kinds of unearth people. In chanting the mantra, the Pal mantra comes at the end, all that have been given. Then Nishtha will come. That if anyone cut your head, not to give up all this. No? And then test will come. That if anyone wants, don't chant those, then you will be like Haridas Thakur, Prahlad Maharaj. All things will come. Nothing to ask all these questions. In heart, everything will come. Surely it will. At that time, your mind will be up from lust and burning thinkings. If I am telling all these things, that you will take it in worldly
consideration.
So you should know that we are transcendental. Krishna is transcendental. Srimati Radhika is transcendental. You can see that all the gopis about more than lakhs and lakhs, they met in night where there was no one, solitary place, bank of Jamuna was full with fragrance of all kinds of flowers. See, whatever the
atmosphere
was quite nearer to lust, but Krishna told them to go at once. We cannot imagine all these things. Never. When this body will go out, and any Shital, Shilmai, Swarup will come somehow. And agree, will come. Then you can have any abhas of this.
Semblance.
Then you can understand. So, we should have questions about how we can give up all these things, or not offensive, or not anger. If you are only asking all these things, but not your practice is like that, it is not there. Then it will do anartha, bring more unwanted things. So I think it will be better to chant more, to read Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, hear all these things. Basic things first. And after that, when a grief will come, oh, Krishna will arrange everything very quickly. You see that Swamiji came to this place without any pious. He was so poor. He had brought nothing from India, only kartal and worn-torn dresses, only worn-torn Gita, old Gita, and three volumes. Anyhow, he brought nothing but much love.
Surrender
soul. Alone. Though he was not alone, with Gurudev, Vishnu, and Krishna, Mahaprabhu, Radha Krishna, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in all their big things. But outwardly, anyone could not see also. Sometimes he also thought like, oh, I'm alone. And sometimes he realized, oh, Mahaprabhu and Nityananda would go all out. But he was threatened. Very strong desire to preach, to serve the Gurudev order. And quickly, all wrong. Arranged by Krishna himself. Well, very strong will be there, and everything will be solved so quickly. So, we should have very strong desire to serve Krishna. And then Krishna. How quickly will be. But on the other side, preached all over the world, but I think that 95% of senior and sincere devotees were always with him, serving him and they quickly gave up with all practice. Sannyasis became householders. Brahmacharis became householders. This is not fault, but they gave up the whole life. They can again drunkards and all things. Why? Why this is so? We should have take lesson from all these. From beginning, very strong desire. In this stage, they wanted to know all these things. So, they should try to chant more, always reading books. If there is no qualified Vaishnava Association. Though the Vaishnava Thakur says, worship Radha Krishna, Giridhari, Chaitanya Nityananda. Even he had at that time told that you could worship Jagannath Vaishnava. You can do. Gradually hearing and hearing, you will be one pointed. And you will be one pointed, then a relation, fixed relation, anyhow it will come. And so, try it all.
But the other day in the class, was told that many Brahmas have passed since we've been wandering in this material world. So question comes in my mind that last creation was when new Brahma was created. So that means we are wandering in this material world from that very last creation, the latest one.
First creation, not last. And first creation was done by first Brahma, not last. Last is now. So Brahma is.
So we didn't have chance since that first creation.
No, no, you have chance, but you neglect it. Krishna always gives to give chance. But always you neglect it. But anyhow, you have fell in the trap of Krishna in this life. And now you are gone. But even not so much taste or anything. You can be derailed at any time.
But after that first creation, there have been many creations.
Left and left.
So we may be one of those lot of creations. Not necessarily the first also.
No, no. From first. From beginning you are.
Everybody of us?
Yeah, see you.
Time immemorial.
And if they are liberated, then this is lost.
For a conditioned soul like myself, we can sometimes easily understand how service can be externally demonstrated. Can you speak maybe about how hearing can be performed as service to Guru?
Someone Guru Sevai Lagva.
How to perform Shravan service?
How to people be engaged in Guru Seva? What is it?
He's telling externally we can see how any devotee is serving,
yeah.
But how can we execute our hearing service?
How is hearing and doing bhajan and like that sort of thing, hearing a service
to Guru?
To Guru.
This is correct. To serve Gurudev means to please Gurudev. If you are serving him and he is not pleased, then that service is not. But anything in the power, anything which makes Gurudev so happy, that is that. Service is real, service. No? If Gurudev is so happy that you are chanting Hare Krishna, so happy, like this, oh, I told you, I will follow the Krishna, and always chanting, then he will be pleased or not. He will be happy. So, your chanting makes him. You are serving. So anything which makes our Guru happy and we are following that, doing that, practicing that, it means that we are serving. And by this serving, Radha and Krishna both will be happy. They will be served. Nityananda Gauranga, they will be served. And all the real devotees of Radha Krishna Mahaprabhu, all will be happy. So, it is service of all by chanting. Because all these services are included in Hare Krishna. Tarmadya Sarvashesh, Nam Sankirtan Krishna. Nira Paradhe Nam Lege. So you are Krishna. You are coming to be qualified to serve your Gurudev and Radha. So your coming here is also Krishna. What you are hearing, it is God. It is to serve you. You are serving if you are liberated. And you will go to Golok Vrindavan. And you are serving. And Gurudev is there in any. Will he please or not please? Huh? So, when he is pleased, then this is service of Gurudev also. But you cannot imagine in this state. Gurudev told that you should start the Tulasi. You planted one Tulasi. And serving Tulasi, doing parikrama four times daily, doing arati of Tulasi. Gurudev one day saw that he was doing all this and he began focused. So what is this? Planting Tulasi, parikrama, doing and all these things? That you are serving Gurudev. But by this, you are serving Tulasi. And if you are serving Tulasi, it means you are serving Radha and Krishna consciousness. How? How?
Because they are so dear. Because they are Vrindadevi, dear servant of Radha and Krishna. By serving.
Not servant.
So he. Saki.
There is no servant word there. Also. Priya Saki. You are remembering how beautiful Vrindavan is there. Are you serving your Gurudev or not? Because by seeing him. So any activity which may please your Gurudev is service of him. But outwardly we will see that it is the Seva of Vrindadevi. It is service of Yamuna Devi. It is service of Radha and Krishna we are doing all. Oh, we are giving honor to Vaishnava. Isn't that we are giving honor to him? But really, it is by the instructions of Guru. Yeah. And Guru will please tell you this also. Everything.
Shri Gurudev is following all instructions of Guru, bhakti, like taking care of cows, distributing books. Is it all bhakti?
Bhakti, but there are some stages, gradation. Chanting Harinam and serving cows are not same. By serving cows in 100,000 lakh time, you will have some impression. And by that, Sadhu Sangha will begin. By Sadhu Sangha Guru initiation, after that bhajan sadhana. And after that, anat will go away. Then nishtha ruchi. And then, again, you will have to.
So pleasing Guru comes in those different levels,
yes,
as well.
Yes, definitely. Haridasa Thakur was serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. he was doing 3 lakhs Harinam fee. No? And always with him in Puri, nearer, so much nearer, fair. Siddha-bhakti. No? Always. And Mahaprabhu used to give him darshan daily. And used to send prasadam, Jagannath prasadam, remnant of daily, he used to send by Govinda Bhava. And Rupa Goswami came there. He never chanted 3 lakhs. Why?
He would cry, he'd stop, he'd roll on the ground, he wouldn't be able to.
As that happened, he gets the padvi of Namacharya. But who were serving more? Can you come to him? Yes?
Rupa Goswami.
How did he have not chanted 3 lakhs of Harinam? He has not messaged him. He was not cooking for him. He was not always with him. But how?
How did he serve?
He understood the inner desires of Mahaprabhu's heart.
What are his most confidential desires? And he
executed.
So we can serve Damodar Pad. Very high class of devotee. Govinda always used to complain against him. Why he comes and Raya Ramana comes to Mahaprabhu?
My cry.
And their main root cause of making Mahaprabhu so weeping and that should not come. What is this?
Govinda is seeing from outside.
Any of them is not outside, but there is some gradation.
Yeah. Different level.
Sometimes Mahaprabhu can rebuke Govinda. Why you ask them to go out? Prabhu, I cannot hear your weeping. This is also a high class of service. But in part more Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sometimes comes and they used to read slokas like so much mood, so much thing. What he wants? He wants to increase his all. So Sarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda are Guru of Rupa Goswami. More, so we cannot just outward. Then we propose advance you. Go,
What?
Simple question.
There are so many that I want to ask. You ask.
The other night you said that if we're going to sleep or
eat. Jaldi se, theek se bolo.
If we're sleeping or eating in order to be strong to do service to Krishna, And if we're not doing that under the guidance of a pure devotee, then this is not Uttama Bhakti. But if we are,
it is karma.
Yes. But if we are doing that under the guidance of a pure devotee, then it's still not Uttama Bhakti because.
She's asking if we do these activities under the guidance of a pure devotee. It is still not Uttam Bhakti.
Because you're just sleeping.
What is Uttam Bhakti not? But it is Kanishta Bhakti or Madhyama. Gradually, Kanishta will come to, Madhyam Madhyam will come to. This is only the way, path. There is no other path. Grace will be. Very good. मैं तो आपके घर पर जाने वाला था किंतु जा नहीं सका.
How
far you from here?
Very near. About 20 minutes.
20 minutes. One second. We are all happy yesterday to see you. Welcoming you. Hari Bo. Go, Brahma.
Devotees can stay who will take initiation now. All the other devotees can go.
That's the best way. Okay, thanks.
I was a little curious because Chandrika came in and said that you and Chandrika couldn't be there, would it be better to be here?